This is a stand-up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
We got a new podcast called What a Time to Be Alive, where we count down all the weird, dumb things in the weird, dumb world. So check us out every week if you want to learn about Osama bin Laden's taste in anime.
Why jeans aren't long enough anymore.
Why a man who stole 800 pounds of fajitas from a correctional facility is an American hero.
And look, there's probably going to be some Trump stuff, but not too much, all right? Bye.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Ah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy. My radio is spitting
at me. Oh, jeez, sorry. Hey!
Oh,
my God.
Holy hell. Happy haul, baby.
Yeah, big holiday.
Boy, New York is empty. I'm walking around. I'm skipping. I'm taking up all the subway seats. I'm loving it.
Empty? I just walked into the park. They're all in the park. The whole city's in the park right now.
Is that what it is? I haven't seen three people in the whole Manhattan Island.
Well, all the regulars, the New Yorkers, are gone, but the tourists are pouring in for the big parade.
Oh, the parade.
Well, the parade has passed now, if you're listening to this. Right. We're recording this the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, gobble, gobble.
Because I got to leave tomorrow.
Me too.
Or I leave tonight is what I'm leaving.
What, are you taking the old night train?
Amtrak. I'm on a night train.
You got to do that night train because that Beantown, that Connecticut area, kills you traffic-wise. Every time. You can't avoid it.
The Northeast Corridor. It's a nightmare. We were just in Virginia. Greg Stone and I were just driving around Virginia. Two lanes, orange trees, hair in our wind. Mm-hmm. And then you drive from D.C. Once you go to D.C., it's just... assholes cutting you off and homeless guys fucking on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. It's just a nightmare. This whole Baltimore to Boston, or D.C. to Boston, is the worst driving in the world.
Yeah.
You go to New Mexico, you can just
ride. Yeah, it's all over the road.
A lot of rapists out there, but other than
that,
it's fine. Well, that's what Trump said.
In New Mexico?
Well, they come from Mexico, they come across to New Mexico.
They're new rapists.
New Mexico is one of the states I've never been to.
Wait, have I been? What's in New Mexico?
Albuquerque.
I've been there.
And then the other one is, what's the other New Mexico?
Something.
Tabouli?
Spanishy.
Santa Fe.
Thank you.
All right.
Wow,
hot dog.
Look at that. We're in sync, period wise.
Yeah.
I went to Albuquerque as a youth. I was a Cub Scout, and I saw a Roadrunner.
A Roadrunner?
How about that? Meep Meep.
How tall is a Meep Meep Roadrunner?
They're little. They're a bird. So I picture, because you see the cartoon, he's got the long legs, but they're about yay.
But some birds are big. What about Big Bird?
That's a phony bird. That's fiction.
But there's some real birds that are big.
What do you got? A flamingo, I guess.
A flamingo, and they're the gayest birds, certainly.
Clearly, they're pink and gay.
And they got the backwards legs. What's going on there?
That's from the anal.
They hinge backwards.
Do they?
Yeah, look at the leg. Pull it up.
Pull it up.
The knee bends reverse.
Whoa, that's kooky.
It's like a Joe Theismann injury. It's just folded the wrong way. LT.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, LTI. There's also, what do you call the bird? There's like those hawks. They're way high in the sky, but they got 6-foot wingspan. Some
that's
of those eagles.
Hawk.
That's my wingspan.
Oh, that's pretty
Look
good.
At this.
You know your wingspan is your height?
That's what I thought, but I think that's incorrect.
I don't know. A kid told me that in high school.
Yes, that's when I was told, back in middle school.
Yes,
and
pre-internet.
You're supposed to make a box, but then they have a stat about wingspan. Well, a buck, because the height is the width, so that
yes.
would be a perfect
oh,
buck,
right,
a square.
Right. Yes, L7.
But now I watch sports, and they go, this guy's got a crazy wingspan. His wingspan, I think it's actually your arms can be longer. Because you see those freaks with their arms below their knees and shit.
Can you Google that, Johnson? Give that a Google.
I think that's a fake fact that we both had, but I think it's incorrect.
You think it's hearsay?
I think we got some bad Snapple.
Ah.
Might be a wives' tale.
Diet peach.
Fucking wives lying, these cunts.
It's an urban myth.
It might be an urban legend.
That means a black legend.
Oh, fun. An uptown legend. I think we got rid of a lot of the old comedy black terms. It was uptown, urban.
Urban's still there.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Urban room, urban crowd, urban
for a while,
fashion.
Remember, it was uptown. Uptown comedy.
Yeah, that was
uptown
big.
Comedy.
Right, right.
How?
Stand-up New York is uptown.
Hey. Yeah, true. Even though I was going downtown.
The very pants I was wearing.
But anyways, gay birds and... the Roadrunner. Did you see a coyote chasing it?
No, I wish. No, he had a rocket on its back. That would have been fun.
Acme.
Or springs or something. Something would have been fun. But these were different times. We saw a picture of the Virgin Mary that somebody had drawn. And apparently when you turn the lights out, it turns into Jesus.
Oh, interesting.
It was one of those things, you know. And then there was like a frosted flake that was in the shape of Jesus and all this shit. It was
right.
good stuff.
Sarah and I were talking, the Virgin Mary probably was a rape.
Mm.
I mean, she was a young buck, right?
Wasn't she married?
I don't think so.
Joseph.
Was that right?
I think JoJo's in there.
But no, she was a virgin. She never had sex.
Yeah, but she was married. Or at least dating him. They were something.
Were they? Were they married, though? Because I thought she got... There was no... I've never read the thing.
I only read the Quran.
But supposedly she was a virgin, right? But then she got impregnated. So I thought like maybe she was like, oh, no, I never had sex. Or she got raped and didn't want to admit it. So she just said, hey, I'm a virgin.
Could have been a rape.
Could have been rapey.
Yeah.
I hope we're not offending anybody. I don't know about you. I don't know how it works.
If it is a rape, it's the worst lie ever. Yeah, something just popped in overnight. Spirit of God.
But it's the best lie ever because everyone believed it for millions of years. People are still believing it.
I know. These people are idiots.
Well, don't say that. Edit that out. It's Christmas time.
Anybody who believes that the Virgin Mary had Jesus without fucking is a dummy. I'm saying it right here. I'm sorry, you flat earthers. Blow me.
Well, it's Christmas time, and so I can't sign off on this, folks.
It's Kwanzaa where I come from.
I want my presents. You got something there, John?
Happy holidays.
So Wikipedia says that it does correlate to your height.
Yes!
And then I went on some other person's blog, which they measured all their kids, and it actually was very similar. So their height was very similar to their wingspan.
So very similar.
Not always dead on, but close, usually, within a very close margin.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So it's not a definitive fact. There must be some guys that have long arms, because that's why it's a big sports stat. His wingspan is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. There's a guy
otherwise,
the
they would
now.
Just say his wingspan is six, whatever height it is.
Yeah, 6'3".
And then maybe they're just dumb and they can't put it together.
Maybe, but you also hear, like, that guy's got long arms. But why would his arms be that long if he's, you know, like, people act like your arms are longer.
That's what I'm saying. Long arms equals wingspan.
Right. It's very strange.
So, because these athletes, they'll say he's 7 foot with a wingspan of 7'9" or whatever.
Yes.
I hear it all the time in basketball.
Right. Interesting.
Dikembe. I just saw an article. I didn't read it, that Dikembe Mutombo was lying about his age, and he might have been 50 in the NBA.
Wow.
I never read things. I just get the thing, and I'm like, I'll just talk about that.
You get a blurb.
A little blurb, and I used to live in the blurbs.
Yes, suburbian.
I just rewatched Richard Linklater's Suburbia.
Oh,
one of my favorite filmmakers.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Yes, and Parker Posey, who to me is like the hottest woman of all time.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really into Posey.
You know, I hit on her once.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me.
One of my crowning moms.
Wow. Any luck? Any bites? Nibbles?
She, I can't remember what I said. I had a line, like a funny line. I went up to her and I said something like, you want to get out of here or something like that.
Oh.
I don't know how funny that is, but it was some kind of smooth line that I was just obviously being a dick and like going over the top. And she goes, what? Why don't you just sit down? And she patted on the seat next to her, and we watched a premiere of some, like, Inside Amy Schumer season 2.
Wow.
But I sat next to her.
I love Posey. She's very sexy in that movie. She's got, like, she's leathery and black and tights.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've snapped the old carrot, as they say, to that film.
You broke your dick?
I don't know. My uncle used to say snapping the carrot, and then looking, even then I was like, snapping.
Yes.
I don't want to snap my carrot.
Also, but if you blow them, it's good for your eyes. But yeah.
I do have
yeah.
those green weeds sticking out of my carrot.
You know, that's a myth.
What green weeds?
The eyes, carrots.
Of course it's a myth.
I didn't know that it was a marketing tool. Like, let's see how fast this can spread and if people believe it. And it worked.
But I think that there must be some vitamins that are good for the eye, though.
I assume, yeah. Something's got to be good for the eye.
Cataracts.
Good
is that
the
something?
Gander. Cataracts is bad for the eye, I think. What about dogaracts? All right, I'll get out of here.
Well, it has less lives.
That's true, and it doesn't land on its feet.
Shelby looks amazing.
Wow.
Ah, that's not Shelby. God,
best
the lights were in my eyes.
I think Shellfish is dead.
He might be passed away. We got OG John Fatigate sitting in the booth.
Producer
today.
And maybe founder of Labs?
I believe he found this thing. I mean, he didn't find it. He invented it.
Yeah.
That's like, what do you call it?
Finders keepers?
Losers weepers.
Aha.
Did you have that?
I got the jeepers.
Where'd you get them? Did you guys say losers weepers?
No, I've never heard that.
We had finders keepers, losers weepers, because a loser wept.
Makes sense. It all checks out. Then there's jeepers creepers.
Where'd you get those peepers? Is that something? Isn't there something?
That could be something.
Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those? I can't remember anything.
Yeah. Well,
nowadays, you get older and you can't figure out if
don't feel
stuff
the reaper.
Was you or the regional or national or whatever.
Yeah.
Or this your family.
Yeah, but it's cool how we live in this giant mass of land,
mm-hmm.
and then you also grew up 8 million miles away from me on a New England soil, and I'm down here in the Southern Hem, and we both know you smelt a Deltit, or one of these
yes.
colloquialisms.
And the kids do still. It survives
yes,
somehow. It's
it
very
survives.
Fascinating. Deny it, you supply it.
Yes, colloquialism.
Maybe.
Boy, that's a toughie to get
I think
out.
That's when you go down on a girl.
Oh, right.
Lick her carrot.
Yeah, snap it. I think a girl's got more of a celery stalk because it's got that groove. You can put peanut butter in raisins.
Yeah, and if you break it, it gets wet.
Yes.
Like celery. Did you ever do that? At lunch, we would take celery and you'd snap it in the person's face and it would spray celery cum on their eyes.
No, I never had that much produce.
Oh, yeah, we did. We got one celery stick. And then we'd just go, and I would break it right in people's faces. I was kind of a bully at times.
Is that right?
Yeah, I feel bad about it, looking back.
You were tall.
Yeah, well, I was just, I was also, you know, funny, and so I could be, you could be mean and cutting.
You can get away with it, yeah.
Yeah.
I made fun of a guy. There was a guy with those crutchy things, you know, in high school. You know, he had those weird arms.
The ones that clip on?
Yes, the clips. He was a clipper.
I hated the clip.
Well, he needed it because he couldn't get the grip.
It was a little clamp.
It clamped on maybe like the elbow area.
Uh-huh.
And then he had like little nubs that he held, you know, so the arm would bend and then he would like wiggle around town. And I got caught. He caught me following behind him and doing a fake wiggle.
Oh.
And his name was Andrew and he was cool with it.
Oh, good for you,
Andrew. He took it in stride. I think he liked that I was making fun of him and not treating him like a mutant.
I got two crutch things. One, I saw a crazy new crutch thing. You ever see this? Where the guy's...
I don't know. You haven't said it yet.
His knee must be sprained or whatever, so it's just folded back. He has a full leg.
And it's a scooter?
No, it's not a scooter.
Oh, oh, oh.
That thing I've seen for a while.
Yeah.
There's the scoot. This was different. This was like a peg leg.
A peg leg. I know about those ladies.
Yeah, you attach it to your leg, so the knee is bent back, but then there's a peg.
What?
So you kind of walk on a peg.
I've
but with your regular
that.
Leg. You that's, got a regular leg peg.
That's a pirate throwback.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And I saw a guy, and he was walking like, you know, he's got a hobble, of course,
yeah.
but he's got a bent regular leg
wow.
peg leg. A reg leg peg leg.
Ah, that's fascinating. I think I would go for that over a crutch.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want a reg leg peg leg?
Give me a peg leg.
Reg.
Smeg.
My other story was in middle school. This kid, John Cochran, he lived in my neighborhood. Not to be confused with... John Cougar,
uh-huh.
who's not a real person.
Or Johnny Cochran, the lawyer.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Cochran.
Yes.
Not really a great guy, from what
is
I
that right? Great
I
lawyer.
Mean, I don't know. I know, but he was a great lawyer. You got a guy that chopped someone's head off free.
Well.
That's a bad guy where I come
good
from.
Good point. Fits like a glove.
I maybe not a bad guy. I shouldn't cast dispersions, but, you know, he played up this whole... He lied a bunch, excessively,
yeah.
to get a fucking murderer off.
Murderer off. But he's just doing his job. But I'm not saying he's a good human being, but my mom was a lawyer, and I one time as a child, I said, do you ever have to defend people you know are guilty? And she said, yes, that's why I quit.
Oh, interesting. Well, it's a good system. I like our system, but he made a whole mockery of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And
wow. A cockery.
Yes, he made a cockery. A cockringy.
So what happened with
John Cochran?
Yes.
Well, John Cochran, this is a different John Cochran, white young man from the suburbs of Massachusetts, but or of Boston, I guess you say. Well, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Anyways, he was leaving. He was in crutches all day, and they gave him a wheelchair. So everyone was wheeling him around and like banging him off of things.
Sure.
And he was just in the wheelchair all day. And then at the end of the day, he went back to his crutches because you can't just keep the wheelchair. And
yeah.
we used to walk home because we lived in the same neighborhood. And as soon as he got out of school... He picked the crutches up over his head and was like, woo! And he started doing jumping jacks with the car. He was faking the whole time.
Oh.
And it was classic. We were all like, ah, scallywag!
Wow.
It was fun.
Good commitment.
Yeah, he really committed.
Yeah.
Tom well, Dustin, our pal, our friend of the show here, he would, when big movies come on, like when Star Wars came out, he'd just pull a big sock over his shoe and pretend it was a cast and show up with crutches.
Uh-huh.
Get a handicap seat. Primo.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
I've sprained my ankle skateboarding, and I went to school with crutches because my ankle hurt so bad. And my teacher was like, I can tell by the way you're walking, you don't need crutches.
Hmm.
And I go, what do you mean? And she gave me a cane.
Oh, wow.
I had a cane, and I was like a hot guy with a cane, like a pimp.
Once you had a cane, you were able.
Yes. Candy cane.
Yeah, she booked the club.
That's right. That's inside.
Well, the woman named Candy books the club.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. Now you're inside, everybody.
There we go.
Get inside of us.
Mm-hmm. Sugar cane.
I don't think I'd like being fucked in the ass. Have we talked about that before? I think quite a bit, probably.
I don't know if we have been talking about it. You want to get jizzed on by a lady.
Yeah, I want the jizz on my back. I feel like I'd like it.
It's warm.
I know. I want a hot load. But this, some guy tweeted us and was like, hot loads, I'm out. I'm not listening anymore. So we'll edit this out in post. Sorry,
no, no. Not on my watch. It's funny when the Chad Daniels was on and somebody was like, ooh, Chad Daniels. So they listened because they were a fan of his. And then they were like, I heard 38 minutes of fuck my ass, jizz in my eye, and eat me out. And then Chad Daniels. And I was like, welcome to Tuesdays, homo.
And then Chad's like, I don't tell lies. And thank you. Listen to my album.
Yeah,
like, oh,
that was
sorry.
We got about 6 minutes in.
But anyways... let me talk about Virginia. I was down in Virginia.
Yeah. We really digressed.
I went down Virginia seeking shelter from the storm. All right. Well, first of all, wow, what a trip. I referenced it last week, but now I want to really get in there and suck its dick.
Yes, please.
One of the best comedy trips of my whole life. Maybe number one.
What? You put this over D.C. with me, you, and Lou?
Well, that wasn't a trip so much as it was a thing.
All right.
That was the best comedy thing.
I'll take it. Cigars, the D.A.R., the Capitol,
The masturbating.
The masturbating. He asked first.
We asked him.
That's right.
He said, for God's sakes, jerk off on us.
Yes, I locked the door. Wouldn't let him out.
That was a myth.
That was a myth. Believe all rumors, my ass.
Anywho, boy, we're going to have to do a lot of editing.
Not on my watch. Come on my back.
And your watch.
Yes, please come on my watch. Please.
Anyways, the Rolex.
Yes,
we got watches for that gig.
Yes.
I felt bad. I'm like, should we give those back? This guy can't make any money anymore.
It's inscribed. It's useless or worthless.
Somebody told me a story. They bought a watch, a Rolex, at a thing. I heard a story, blah, 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 something. Here comes a story. Who knows where it's from?
Please, I love when this happens.
Here come the judge. Somebody bought a Rolex at a pawn shop, and it was engraved from Robert Downey Jr.
What?
Or to him. To him or from him.
Wow.
Because he was like a Coke lunatic. He fucking hawked his watch.
Oh, that's right.
Or a friend of his hawked the watch.
Was this in Los Angeles?
I think so. Yeah. Might have been Albuquerque.
He was a real druggie.
Yeah, real mess, but... Everyone loves a redemption story.
Yeah, and he's a good actor, too. That black guy he played in Tropic Thunder was unreal.
Oh, yeah. He got nominated for an Academy Award.
From that?
Yeah.
Wow. He should have won. He was also Chaplin. He was greatest Chaplin.
That's a hell of a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Tropic Thunder, I meant. Chaplin's fine.
I never saw it.
It's all right.
They left out the pedophilia.
Oh, Chaplin a pedophile?
Ooh, was he a ped?
Oh, back in those days, that was fun, though.
Yeah, they didn't have numbers.
Yeah, we didn't know what was going on there.
Good times. He married a 14-year-old broad.
Wow.
So he was dating her at 13.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Jerry Lee Lewis style.
Yeah, but he was the biggest celebrity in the world, so you just let it slide, baby.
But life expectancy was less then.
That
so
is
every,
true.
So every age was minus 8 years.
Right. Good point.
Welcome to Tuesdays with Stories. We are defending pedophilia.
Yes, we're against the grain, folks. We go avant-garde.
We're joking. I have to make it clear these days. We're kidding. I don't condone this.
No, of course we hate pedophilia.
No condone.
Unless you're a teacher fucking a student. That seems like fun.
That seems exciting.
A woman teacher.
Anywho.
Boy. Praise Allah.
Well, this episode's going to be 11 minutes long.
Jared Fogle. He won't return my calls.
Jared Fried.
Oh, boy.
Check out the J Train podcast.
Yeah, give that a whirl. A lot of pedophilia.
It's fun. And check out Vag while you're at it.
Oh, Vag.
It's fun.
Yes.
They got a real catchy tune. Vag.
Who did their Vag tune?
I can't remember a guy they know.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe he's nice, though.
All right.
Anyways, Virginia, what a trip. I mean, maybe hyperbolic there, but great trip.
Mm.
Unbelievable. There was no private jets or hotel rooms, but So Stone and I, we left. I'm good at plan. I like a plan.
Yes.
I like to make a plan.
You love a plan.
A simple plan.
I like you making plan because I don't want to deal with a plan, but you do it naturally.
I like to hunker up with people that don't like plans. You, Stone, Sarah, I go, I'll make the plan.
Yes, play, have at it. You're like the guy who grills. You know, I'm like, he's like, I'll do the grilling. I'm like, great, flip that shit.
Yes, I love that guy because I'm not a griller. I'm too nervous.
It's work.
I'm too afraid to get somebody sick. The griller has to fucking answer to the guy that gets, you know, what do you call that?
Hepatitis?
Pedophilia?
No. Gonorrhea.
Maybe. There's another one.
Sickle cell? No,
it's a C, though.
Chlamydia. Shit.
Chloroform.
Chlorophyll. Clorox.
What's that called?
What's that? Salmonella!
Yeah, that's something! Yeah!
That counts.
I think that's the thing I was looking for.
Uh-huh. Salmonella Word. Sounds like a guy.
Somebody's coming in.
Lock that door, will you?
All right. Anyway, so we go down there, and I like to make a plan. So the gig is in Charlottesville, Seaville, as they call it.
I've heard of it.
And I'm looking at the old map, Google map. It's like a 7.5-hour drive
Jesus.
From Queens.
Jesus.
And then it's a 7 p.m. arrival, like with 8 p.m. show. They want you there at 7 or the whole thing.
You got to leave at 10 in the morning.
Earlier, 10 in the morning, that gets you there at 5:30 with no wiggle. That's if there's an hour.
No delay.
That's no stopping.
Right.
So I'm like, this is no good. So I said, we got to leave the night before. I love doing this move. You leave the night before, get a couple hours out, knock on a couple hours, get a hotel, and then you stay there. Then you're waking up, you don't have to do any river crossings and deal with New York traffic. You're away from the city.
But now you're paying for a hotel out of POC.
I know, but it's worth it as opposed to leaving. It's what we talk about. It's all what's your value with money.
Sure.
I don't care if the hotel costs $500. It's worth $500. By the way, it's like a $110 hotel. We'll get to the hotel. In a moment.
All right.
But, I mean, it's worth $100 to not be leaving at 7 o'clock in the morning and going, we got to get there, this traffic, we can't stop, just pissing a cup.
Now, do you split the hotel, or do you cover that as the
I covered the whole thing. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm not a good businessman. I made less than Stone made on this trip. I'm a fucking moron.
Oh, this is exciting.
It's one of those things, at the end of the trip, you're like, oof, what the hell did I just do?
Yeah, I just performed all over, lost money. I could have just stayed in the city.
It's crazy. But anyway, so we leave. I look it up. I say, we'll stay in Hazleton, PA, because I hate that Northeast corridor.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we'll go the other route, different road. I've never been on the whole thing. We'll drive through Pennsylvania, West Virginia, the whole situation. So I say, I got a stand spot at the Stand Comedy Club here in Gramercy. I said, Stone, meet me there. I got an 11 o'clock spot. So happens, Nate Bargatze's in town. Yeah. You were there.
I was there. Soder.
Soder was there. Sarah's there. Ari's there. It's like my wedding. I was like,
yes.
We redid my wedding at the Stand.
Right.
So everybody's there. Vecchione's there. It's his birthday. Everyone's doing shots. Everyone's blowing each other, licking my nipples, fucking my wife. It's crazy.
Yes. Good veg.
We have a great time. I do a set. Do some new. It's fun. I watched a little bit of Nate. That guy's one of the best comedians of the last 30 years.
Clean.
Yeah, clean.
He's the edgiest comic on the scene, if you ask me. He's pro Walmart, religion, and Republican.
Oh yeah,
talk about against the grain.
Grain,
snap the carrot.
So, anyways, I do the set, and then it's hard to leave because everyone's just partying. We're laughing, we're punching each other, we're falling in the bushes. We hop in the car. Stone's driving. We hadn't talked about any of the Louis stuff yet, so we're like, we're chomping at the bit to get to it. You know.
Oh wait. So you're driving now at what, midnight?
We're leaving at midnight.
Wow.
We're driving to Hazleton, PA.
What's that, about 3 hours?
No, sure, about an hour and 40.
Oh, all right.
At that hour. So we drive about an hour and 40, 2 hours. We stop at McDonald's. Why? It's a 24-hour McDonald's. Nobody's within miles of this place.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starving. And then the road, I'm just like, I'm eating fast food, baby.
Yeah.
So we get a double quarter pounder thing, and it's like a gay black kid. He's the only one in there. He's like, hi, can I get you? And he's just like this little petite, feminine little guy by himself. Takes him 10 minutes to make the food. We're the only ones there. We're patient.
He's gives cooking us the food. And ordering.
He's the only guy there.
Wow.
He's back there, you know, jerking off in the fries or something.
He's got the gay yard shift.
The what now?
The gay yard shift.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'll try it.
The gay denarches. We'll edit this too.
Ah.
So we get the food. We pull forward into the parking spot. We bust it out. Best McDonald's I ever had in my life. I don't know what this guy's doing over there.
Wow, he's a savant.
He's unbelievable. We wanted to go back in and blow him and finger his butt.
Maybe that was the plan. He was like, I'll cook this so good, I'll get a beige.
Yeah, well, I would have beiged him because we ate it in the car with a little dome light on and we're just laughing and giggling. I felt like kids.
Yeah, that's nice.
And the burger was like leaking all over. It was all greasy and it was had just the right amount of semen. And
wow.
It was really beautiful. And then we go to the hotel. And do not stay at an extended stay America.
I know that place. I hate it.
Horrible.
Horrible. They don't change the room. It's like a little house. You know, nope. It's like a little apartment.
Yes, and it's shit.
It's shit, and it's all white trash, and people bring their pets in. I stayed there once for a shoot. Extended stay. It was like a week and a half. I talked to all the other people at the shoot. They were like, oh, we left out of there the first night. What are you crazy? I stayed the whole time.
Yeah, if you're hearing this, by golly, don't stay at an extended stay.
It's shit. I went there. It was all people in Crocs and like they'd bring their cockatoo.
It extended stinks. I mean, it's horrible. We got there and we bookended the trip with two extended stays.
Oh!
We'll get to the second one, but we get there and it's one of these ones you can't get in the hotel. It's like 2 a.m. It's raining.
Uh-huh.
And it was pouring. The old man was snoring.
Oh, God. CPAP.
So we had to call the thing.
The front desk?
Yes. And the guy gives me shit. He's like, hello. And I'm like, hey, yeah, we're locked out. We're trying to check in. He's like, all right.
Oh,
and then he finally opens the door. He goes, last time I tried to take a break tonight. I'm like, he's guilting us. I'm like, I'm staying here.
Yeah, it's your job, dickless.
I'm in the rain. And then he's all stained up. He's got like, you know, pens in his thing. His shirt's untucked. His breath smells like my asshole. It's the whole thing. He's like, they canceled your thing. You're here too late. And I'm like, too late? It's a highway hotel.
Yes.
This is when you get in. It's 2 a.m.
24 hour.
Fuck your mother in the pants.
Yes, asshole breath.
So we finally get the room. It's just stiff as a board. It's like this.
Yes.
It's the worst hotel. It smells like anal and just a shit hotel.
I fucked a girl in one of those and it wasn't pretty.
Wow.
Neither was the hotel.
Extended gay.
she was.
And then so then Greg Stone has got quite a snoring issue. It's really something else.
He's a bear.
He's
a big gay man.
This guy can snore, I tell you. And so it was a tough night of sleep, but then we wake up in the morning.
Are you pushing? Are you prodding? Are you rolling him over? Or you just deal with it?
No, I just went, boy, what can I do here? And eventually I fell back asleep.
Yeah.
But it's tough. It's an aggressive.
There's a real anger with it. Like when you see a guy snoring, you get like, I get viscerally angry, like, motherfucker.
Yeah, he had a funny story about he woke up one time at a hotel and like the whole group, it was like they all sharing a room, the whole group's just arms folded staring at him. Hey, Shelby just arrived.
Yes.
Well done. A valiant effort, John, but we've replaced you.
Take it easy, Johnny. Great Wednesday.
Shelbo. What was I talking about? Oh, so we wake up the next morning. Now we got to drive to Charlottesville, and it's just a beautiful ride through Pennsylvania Dutch country, West Virginia coal country, and Virginia country.
Town and country.
Yeah. So we get down to Charlottesville, and what a beautiful town. We're met gracefully by Chris Allen, our old pal.
Yes, the opener.
CA. Well, he wasn't opening on this one.
Oh, he was just hanging?
He was just hanging out. Wow. He was very hospitable. He got me a bunch of cigars. And
what?
Yeah, really nice, fine cigars.
He's a sweet kid.
And then we go back. They were there an hour early, and all these young whippersnappers are there. All these Virginia comics, they came in from all over.
Oh, fun.
There's like 6-7 of them. They all drove in, and we all shot the breeze, the shit, and talked about Louie and the whole thing. It was really fun. It was a good hang back there.
Oh, that's great. And now let me ask you, how many women hanging?
Zero women were there.
There you go.
Well, I mean, maybe the women hate us. Who knows?
Well, there's less women in comedy.
There were. It was all dudes. It was like 9 of them. We looked like a band back there. And these kids were so sweet and nice and fun. And then Chris is like the conductor. He's orchestrating. He's like, shut up, Benny.
Right.
Sit down, Morgan.
He likes to swing that dick around.
You leave, Billy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you want me to kick him out? And I was like, no, this is fun. This is great.
Don't make me look like the asshole.
Yeah. I didn't. So we all hung. It was great. Show was fun. We ended up getting like 50 people. And this guy, you know him. He opened for you. And he was a little hurt that you didn't mention him.
Oh, God.
Winston.
Oh, Winston.
I don't know his last name. Salem, I think.
I think it's Ann Hedges.
And I always called him, not Morgan. What was the other name? It reminded me of another name. But anyways, Winston was funny.
Yeah, funny guy. He had a didn't seem happy after he opened for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. But no, good egg and great head of hair.
I got to think of his last name. God damn, he went to Virginia Tech, big VT fan, and I wrote down his last name, and then I didn't bring it. Ah, fuck Winston. Me in the butt. Sorry, Winst.
Great but, Ghostbusters.
Great job out there. Great set. And, you know, keep an eye out for Winston something.
Yeah, big win.
Hokies. But anyways, he opened. Stone went up. Stone was great. I had a good set, I think. It was fun. We had a couple Tuesdays. Big shout out to Michael, Natalie, and Nick.
Wow.
They were the first ones to buy tickets. And he gave me a bunch of CDs. He gave me some Springsteen CDs and this other band called White Head or something. They were really good. I can't remember.
Did he get you a CD player?
Well, we were in the car with Greg Stone.
Oh, thank God.
He's got a car. We have a CD. I got a record player, CD player, radio situation.
That's good.
Yeah,
good
it's
move.
Nice.
I love a combo. It's the tranny of electronics.
It is.
Yes.
And I bring it to the bathroom and with me, and it's fine. No problems.
Yes, North Carolina.
I don't know what that was. I was trying to do a record fizzle.
Oh, okay. I thought
it was like
Scooby Snack or something. I don't know what that was either.
But I'm coming up empty on my sounds here.
All right. Well,
you seek Yoda. That wasn't bad. Come
that
on.
That wasn't terrible.
That was good. Anyways, we do Seaville. Now, the next day, we got to get up and we got to head to Williamsburg,
Virginia.
Virginia. Still Virginia.
Williamsburg with an H.
Is that right?
I believe it has an H. Maybe I'm wrong.
Williamsburg.
No, it's at the end.
At the end. Oh, yeah, Berg with an H.
Berg with an H. That's the original.
No, I got you. Like Pittsburgh.
There it is.
So we get up and when, we go over to the campus, UVA campus.
Beautiful.
Beautiful campus. We walk around. We went and got lunch at the Virginian, the oldest restaurant in Charlottesville.
Oh,
had a burger. That was fine. The waitresses were really students, if you know what I mean.
The youngsters.
Yeah, they really were... bringing home the bacon and frying it in the pan, if you know what I mean.
Looking good.
Looking good.
Oh, baby.
Couple of good-looking waitresses over there. We had a hell of a time there. We walk around campus. Beautiful campus, that UVA.
Mm-hmm.
And got a little famous recently in Rolling Stone magazine, that campus, if you remember.
Yeah? What, a school shooting?
No, that was the big fake rape in Rolling Stone.
Oh!
It almost sank Rolling Stone.
What?
You didn't hear about this?
I know about the lacrosse.
No, this is like a year ago. The lady had this big first-hand account of like this crazy fraternity that held her down and raped her and the whole thing, and it turned out it was all bogus.
I remember that.
Which
that was,
is
that was a great night.
Quite detrimental to victims. But I still love, I stand by Rolling Stone because I love the magazine.
Yeah, I want to be on the cover.
Cover of the Rolling Stone. Anyways, we walked around campus. That was beautiful. Then we drove down to Williamsburg, and it's just beautiful driving. We had a good chat and beautiful foliage, the whole thing, no traffic. And we got down to Williamsburg, which I didn't put together. Williamsburg, Colonial Williamsburg.
Yes.
Spectacular. We're doing the College of William and Mary.
Ooh.
Alma mater of what soon-to-be famous comedian?
Michelle Wolf.
You nailed it!
Yeah.
December 2nd, everybody. HBO,
Nice Lady.
Keep an eye out. Get HBO if you don't have it. Go see Michelle.
That's going to be a hot ticket.
And if you like her, check out our live podcast on the Patreon.
That's right.
Yeah, December 2nd, a day that will live in infamy.
Oh, yeah. Big 12 deuce.
So we go down to College of William & Mary, second oldest college in America.
Wow, what's first?
Harvard.
Now, wait a minute. This is not Joseph and the Virgin Mary.
No, this is King William and Queen Mary.
Whoa.
This college is like 16. It's before the country was incorporated.
Wow.
It used to be a boarding school. Yes. It was
LLC.
A boarding school. George Washington went there.
What?
Thomas Jefferson went to the school.
What?
It was a big slavey school.
Slavey?
Yeah, it was quite a campus.
Was that the mascot?
The William and Mary Slaveys.
Yeah.
The Runaways. They really whipped you into shape.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the Underground Railroad.
Hot dog. We walk around that campus. What a campus.
Yeah.
More prettier than UVA, I can tell you that right
now.
I believe
it. I believe it.
Unbelievable. Uva. Cool town.
Uva Thurman.
What's that?
Uva Thurman.
Oh, Uva. UVA.
Thank you.
That's not bad. Uva. Oprah. We walk around there. We had a nice deli. We had chicken parm sandwiches at the famous deli there, Billy's Deli or Phil's Deli.
Can't go wrong with a chick par.
Somebody's deli. I love a chick par. It's all I ever eat, really.
I had one in Edmonton. It was a bit of a bit of a disappointment.
Well, Edmonton's tough Italian food.
Yeah, they don't know what a parm is.
No, they don't.
Or chick.
I used to think it was chicken palm.
Oh, really?
Because we say palm up in Boston. Right. It was like palm.
Interesting. You know, I used to think pasta meant sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
How, what brought you to that conclusion?
Because it was like, oh, it's a pasta restaurant. It's an old fat lady stirring a pot of sauce.
Oh, I
see. So in my head, I thought pasta was the red sauce, the gravy.
It's also the name of Liz Mealy's cat, if I'm not mistaken.
Pasta?
Yes.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah, so that she's got a crazy cat. And speaking of crazy cats, Greg Stone is so fun and so funny.
Yeah, he's great.
We do the school. And these schools, you never know what you're going to get with these colleges.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of these things that's in the cafeteria, and it's all nerds. It's Friday night.
Oh.
So it's all the nerds that have nowhere to go.
Nerds are good.
Nerds
are good. Nerd.
Yeah, I like a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Show ended up being pretty good. They got a cool stool there that's been signed by all the comics.
Oh, I like that.
Colin Jost, Mike Racine, Michelle Wolf, Michael Che. It's like all these like crazy signatures. It's kind of fun.
Now, was it all PC bullshit?
They weren't too bad. It was about 40 kids, 30 kids maybe. I mean, it's pretty small in a room that holds probably 200 or something like
sure.
that. Maybe it was 25 kids, actually.
Mm.
But they were nice. And I mean, you know, we just kind of, you kind of go, eh, sad. And it feels weird because I do a lot of sex stuff. And
yeah.
You start to feel weird because you're like, I'm 35, they're 11.
Yes.
And I'm like, you guys having sex out there? Well, I'm married and I have sex. And
yeah.
It's this weird thing.
It's very weird. I've done college before and I'm like, so my third job was this. And they've never had a job, some of them. It's weird.
Very strange, but it was really fun. Then we went out afterwards, and I wanted to walk around campus because I'm like, it's so beautiful here, the wind through the trees. But then you're like, I don't think we can. It's Friday at 11. We're 36 and 35 years old. You walk around a college campus, you're like, we look like criminals.
You could be a teacher.
I guess, but I look like a teacher. Stone looks like, you know.
Yeah, like a garbage man of sorts.
At least have glasses, you know.
Yes, yes.
And I, you know, teeth. I don't know what it is.
You got teeth.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah.
I could use some wooden ones from old G-dubs.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
I'm farting.
Please.
It's done.
I'm tasting.
Anyways, I feel like I'm running out of steam. No steam.
No, you got to keep going.
All right.
I love the steam. The fart was a steam.
Anyways, then we drove the next day. We had to go to D.C., and this is where it gets trafficky. We went and did the big hunt.
Yes, the big cunt.
And I'll tell you, they put us at a whale of a hotel.
Good whale or bad? Sperm?
Great whale. Oh. Sperm whale, blue whale, blue sperm in
killer
my ass.
Whale. Free Willy.
It was killer. Nice hotel. We go there, we hang out, we take a nap, and I masturbate. We watch some football. We go to the big hunt. And who shows back up? Chris Allen again.
Oh, this guy's got no life.
Old C.A. Allen. And then a good group over there. I love Sean Joy. He is a good guy.
He's a good egg.
Solid guy. If you're in Washington, D.C., go check out the big hunt.
Yes, great room. That's a real comedy room.
Yes, last time I was there was with Louie. So I had to be like, don't mention Louie. And it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
People, it's a whole situation over there.
Now, you getting some folks coming out on the hunt night?
A little bit. I didn't plug it too much because previously I'd been at the D.C. draft house like 3 weeks earlier.
Ah, you blew your load.
Yeah, and then he sells out anyways. The big hunt just sells out.
Oh, how cool is that?
It's pretty cool. So we do that. Then the first show, I think it was, there's a guy in the front row, big hunt. It was the second show. First row, big hunt. Wearing flip-flops and on his laptop.
I saw the photo. He had a phone and a laptop going.
He's on his laptop in the front row of the comedy show. What the hell's going on
unreal.
Here?
Unreal. What a lunatic. Did Stone, you know, crucify this guy?
Well, Sean talked to him first. Sean was like, I got to address this. What's going on with the computer? And the guy's like, I got work. I got to be on the computer for 20 minutes. I have to be online for 20 more minutes, and then I'm done.
Well, sit in the back, you lunatic.
Very strange. The whole front row was a bit kooky, if you ask me. They were all very strange, and
Jesus.
They slapped each other in the butts at one point. It was really weird.
What?
Yeah, it was a whole thing. But nice room, great room. They always have beautiful women there,
yes.
Good crowds, good laugh. It's just a cool spot. Go check out the Big Hunt. It's like a comedy diamond? What's that? Gem!
Gem!
It's a gem of a comedy venue. Had two hot shows, and then this, I'm afraid to admit this part. I don't want to say it.
I can't wait.
Well, I want it, once again, Greg Stone, he booked a gig at Mohegan Sun for Sunday, which is a long ride from D.C.
Yes.
So I said, hey, why don't we just take off tonight, do what we did the first night, get a couple hours out. That way it's just a short ride. You can drop me off and go.
Yeah.
We had such nice hotels in D.C. I felt bad. Ah. But we did use them.
Yes.
We went and napped. We were there for 4 hours during the day.
Yeah, you didn't sleep, though.
So we really used them up.
Sure.
But then we didn't sleep there. We took off.
You jerked off, though.
For sure.
All right. Yeah. So you used it pretty good. You soiled it.
Right in the land. I took a nap, like a solid hour and a half nap. I was there for quite a while.
And you rarely nap.
And we stayed there till right up to the last minute. So we really enjoyed the hotel and used it. We went back there after the shows, too. We were hanging out, watching a little, too. So we really used it.
Wow. You went back and then drove.
Yeah. Well, we were sitting there for about a half hour, and I was like, I was like, we got to get up at 8 a.m., drive, drop me in Queens. Then you got to drive all the way to Mohegan Sun. I was like, let's just leave tonight, get it out of the way. Because once again, D.C. and Baltimore on a Sunday morning, it's like you're getting traffic.
Oh, of course.
Two cities.
Two twin.
So I said, let's get out of here. So we hit the road at like 1 in the morning. We jump in the car. We drive. Once again, we stay in an extended stay.
You didn't learn.
This one is shittier than the other one.
Come on.
It smelt like onions that had been left out for a presidential term.
Wow, 4 years.
Really bad. Or eight.
Depending on the prez.
Or 10 if you're FDR.
He was fat. That was Taft.
Well, FDR was fat, too.
He wheelchair bound?
He was wheelchair, yeah.
Yes.
I read his final inauguration speech was like 38 words long, because that was how long he could stand.
Whoa.
America didn't know he was in a wheelchair.
What? Oh, yeah, no TV.
Well, there was some TV, but he would just prop him up and be like, brr, brr.
Also, you could sit in a speech on TV, I guess. You're at the desk.
The Oval Office.
Yeah.
But at the inauguration, you got to be standing.
That's true.
I think.
You got to get up on that one.
So that was a whole thing. But yeah, it's interesting. Now you couldn't get elected as in a wheelchair.
No, no way.
No. But you can get elected, came at her like a bitch. So who knows?
Grabbing the pussy, yeah.
Yeah, but what do you know, who knows?
Can't get elected if you're a woman, apparently.
Well, that was a disliked woman.
That's true. A lot of people hate that lady.
Well, I voted for Jill Stein back in 2012.
Ooh, how about
that? Before
it
was cool.
Yes.
Anyways.
Got it. Condoleezza, I voted once.
What?
Yeah. Rice.
Oh, my God.
She's brown rice.
She's, she's brown rice. So Ray Rice, too.
Yeah, brown rice.
Yeah, they both like violence.
Condoleezza?
Well, she was really in that war, mixed up in that big Iraq war, if you remember.
Was she out there fighting?
She wasn't fighting. She was back home being like, let's fight.
Aha. Got it.
You know, that whole gang of them.
All right.
Anyways.
Condoleezza.
Those were tough times. But now we're in the clear.
Condoleezza alone.
Anyway, so we drove to the extended stay, and this one was just a nightmare. And we got there. Once again, they canceled the reservation. They're like, you're here too late at night. We canceled the thing. And I was like, I called. It was so crazy. I was like, I called and talked to somebody. She's like, you didn't talk to somebody here. You talked to someone in the corporate line.
Mm.
And I was like, well, I spoke to a woman. I said, we're coming in late. She said, no problem. She's like, that's where the phone call goes. So if you call the hotel, it goes to some other person. And she's like, they didn't call us. So I just spoke to some woman who was like, no problem.
Yes.
And then she didn't call anybody.
Right.
I'm like, this is absurd.
Absurd.
Absurdity. And it smelled like shit. And this is the stiffest hotel I ever got in. We woke up in the morning, drove back home. I did all the driving. He's not a morning guy, Stone. So
no.
I did the driving and shot home, dropped me off. He took off from Mohegan. Happy to be home. Jerked off again, watched some football,
and
was safe and sound back at the Comedy Cellar Sunday night.
So now he's got to be in Mohegan Sun on Sunday?
So he had to drop me off, go home for like an hour, take a nap, see his girlfriend or whatever, then jump back in the car and drive to Mohegan.
What?
He had quite a trip.
That poor guy.
Yeah, he probably put a couple thousand miles in that car in 4 days or whatever.
Interesting.
But he's a hustler, and he's recording an album soon, and great guy and comic and good hang. We spent 4 full days together without ever getting annoyed, you know?
Oh, that's great.
That's always, other than the snoring, of course.
Sure.
But anyways, quite a trip. Great trip. So thanks again to Chris and Winston. Oh, we had cigars, too. We walked around Charlottesville that night. All of us walked around. It was, like, cold. We had cigars. We just strolled around till late night. We went to Waffle House together.
Oh, wow.
Whole gang. There was, like, 7 of us.
Oh, I love it.
And then the waitress, they told them we were comics. The waitress had all of us sign her hat.
Whoa!
A Waffle House late night waitress. We all signed her little pink dirty hat.
Yeah.
It was kind of gross, to be honest.
You're a John Hatcock.
It was really exciting. Hatcock.
Look at that.
Like a cock hat.
Ooh.
Oh, and we were driving. We saw a headless wolf on the side of the road.
Headless wolf.
A headless wolf.
That's a great punk band.
It was like a warning sign. It was some sort of, I don't know if it was a wolf or some sort of, it was some sort of canine looking animal, maybe a big fox. But it must have been crossing, got hit by the car.
Oh, it was dead.
It was a dead wolf.
Oh.
Headless, all bloody, like, bah.
Wow. Headless wolf, December 2nd, HBO special.
It felt like a warning sign. I was like, we're going to drive into the... It came out of the forest and...
Yeah, that's an omen.
It was quite omen-y, but we made it back alive. So.
I guess so. Boy, you don't want to lose your head out there.
But anyways, great trip, great time. And Michelle Wolf, December 2nd, HBO. And,
nice lady.
Thank you, Charlottesville and Big Hunt. And extended stay sucks.
Yeah, they suck. That's a reverse plug. You guys suck. Chipotle.
So bad. Let them know. They stink.
They are brutal. They don't flip the room over.
Bad flip. Anyways, that's about all I got.
That's some good stuff.
That was all right.
Yeah. I got a bone to pick with you after we shoot the mics off.
What are you talking about?
No, it's not a bad bone. It's just a question.
That's not what a bone is. A bone is a thing.
All right. I got a marrow.
A marrow to eat?
To ask.
It's just a question to ask?
Yeah, but it's off mic.
Well, why are you bringing it up now?
Just to remind you.
Well, now you're fucking... The last 15 minutes are going to be horrible. I'm scared now.
No, it's not bad.
Should we pause and talk?
No. I'll ask you after. It's not bad.
All right.
I shouldn't have said bone or pick.
All right. Well, you got to be careful with the language around here.
I got a boner to suck.
Oh, I'd love to suck a boner.
All right. Great.
Shoot it on my back or my watch.
Yes, shoot it on the watch. That could be a fun... This jizzomyglasses.com. What about jizz on my watch?
I bet it exists.
Yeah. So how about this one? Speaking of jizz.
All right.
So I was staying in Edmonton. I did a big 4-night run. I didn't pack any socks.
What?
I just forgot.
Okay.
Socks are the least of my anal. So I just, got out there, had my laptop. I'm having a good time. I'm jerking off. And I take a sock off to jerk off. Only socks I brought.
Wow.
So I had to put the sock back on.
Oh, my God.
I waited till it dried, but it was tough because I had a crusty wigwam on my tootsie.
That's a crinkly. It's like having a potato chip in your sock.
It was. A potato chip that could be a person.
Yeah, sour onions. What do you call that one? Sour cream and onion.
Ah,
that's
yes.
A sour cream and onion sock.
Yeah, I had sour grapes, but... It was a long weekend of just a real crunchy sock, and I couldn't bring myself to wash it. I should have washed it in the sink, but I was like, fuck it.
Why don't you go buy more socks? They're like 80 cents a sock.
Ah, it didn't cross my anal. I was stuck in this condo. I was in the middle of nowhere.
You got to listen to Lieutenant Dan. Socks are like the most important item. Socks are the only thing I need fresh. Even my Mac Weldon underwear, antimicrobial, give us some money, Mac Weldon.
Please.
I'll wear them 6 days in a row, but a sock, you really got to...
I'll do a sock 4 days in a row.
4 days for a sock?
Well, if I'm not doing any heavy lifting or any, aerobics.
I suppose.
Because a sock can hang for a couple days, but then after that fourth day, it stinks so bad.
And they get loose. I like a loose sock.
Hate a loose sock.
I like a dry sock after a wet sock.
Yes.
And you had a wet sock, my friend.
I had a real wet and crunchy.
A stick sock.
Yeah. Go socks.
Sock puppet.
Sock it to me. But yeah, that kind of, a lot of Tuesdays came out in Edmonton, and I also a few tweets came at my dick about shitting on Alberta. So I want to say, nice people, good looking people. There are some hicks, but not everybody.
Toad the wet socket.
Oh.
Alberta. That's where there's some references in Neil Young's song. Think I'll go out to Alberta.
I think he's from Winnipeg.
Is he from Winnipeg? I think we talked about this before. I don't believe so. I believe he's from Ontario.
Peg leg. I think he... give it a goog there, Shellfish. Neil Young. I think Wynn. Maybe he lived in Wynn.
I think we had this conversation before. His dad was a famous writer.
Uh-huh.
Up there.
Stephen King.
No, Young.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Peggy Young.
Right.
I think it was.
I love a peg.
Anyway,
so I had a jizz sock all weekend, and it was a bummer. I felt like a porn star, and I'm just covered in jizz constantly.
Oh, jeez.
But got through the weekend.
The Oilers are underperforming, by the way, if you're wondering
really?
About the Edmonton hockey team. So maybe that's why they seemed bummed up there.
Yeah, they were bummed. And if you mention hockey, it was just like, ah!
They love it, and it's been a while since they got a cup, that team.
Ooh,
back
yeah.
in the Gretzky day. Well, the post-Gret, I think they won in 90 was the last one, if I'm correct.
Cup's good for protection.
Yep.
You ever wear, what do you call it, a dick cup?
All the time. I think we talked about this before. I wore it all the time, and it was just caked in yellow from all the little... I was nervous all the time, so my dick would leak.
Leak?
Still does.
Discharge?
Well, just urine, because the urine would just spritz out because I was always scared of getting hit with the ball. So I had a big yellow stink cup, and my poor parents had to watch it. And, not watch it, but wash it.
Yeah.
They might watch it, too. Like, they just babysat my yellow cup.
Wow, yeah, I got, when I was a kid in high school, I had a uniform. I went to a Catholic high school.
Oof.
Yeah, it was rough, but I was so nervous all day. It was co-ed, it was a lot of cute chicks.
Uh-huh.
And I got the crazy yellow pits.
Of course.
A white uniform, and I wouldn't wear an undershirt a lot, and I couldn't raise my hand.
Oh.
So, you know, the teacher was like, hey, what's the capital of Paraguay? And I was like, I know this, and I couldn't raise the hand, so I just had to let it lie.
Poor guy. Paraguay, poor guy.
Yes.
I'm running out of steam with my puns here.
We're a couple of Paraguays.
Paraguays.
There we go.
I think if you put the couple of in front of it, it kind of detracts.
I ruined it with the couple.
Yeah. Yeah. Paraguay.
We're just a Paraguays.
I'd like to go to Paraguay. We should go down there. Let's go to South America together. We'll do a live from South America.
Ooh,
we'll be
I'm
like
down.
The Ramones down there.
Yeah, I've been to Buenos Aires.
I went to Peru, famously.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Saw a woman shit right in my face.
P.U.
Just went... Pfft.
Wow.
Yeah, up close. I've
On
seen
you?
Shit shoot out of a butt into an underwear. No, she shit her pants.
Wait, that was the ex.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It just went, and then the underwear just filled with shit right in my face.
Holy moly.
Yeah, and I rubbed the back, and I was like, it's okay. And then we slept in a tent with puke and shit.
You're a good boyfriend.
Well, I'm a great ex. I'm an extraordinary ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, the pressure's awful when you're an ex.
I still felt the pressure, right?
Wow.
In my there was a lot of butt pressure.
Man, you
and then
saw the undies fill up.
The tour guide came out, and he's like, you need Tylenol? And I was like, Tylenol? This woman's dying here.
Yeah.
We need a helicopter.
Wow, thank God she wasn't commando.
What's that mean?
No undies.
Oh, yeah, I would have gotten a facial.
It would have been a Gallagher show. What do you got on that? Neil Young, by the way, shell?
Toronto.
Yes.
Ah.
Also known as Ontario.
Yes, you were right.
Yeah, but right. I'm sure he's dabbled in the Winnipeg area.
Yeah, Toronto, great city.
Yeah, it's fine city. A little overrated.
Really?
Don't you think?
I liked it.
I love it. I just think, we talked about this before, we're in reruns here, but Vancouver and Montreal are much far superior cities,
yeah,
if you ask me.
Vancouver's hard to beat. Montreal's great. Vancouver's a little too hoity-toity for me.
Quite hoity-toity.
But it's pretty. It's definitely pretty. It's the most
beautiful.
Scenic.
Scenic. Very scenic. The mountain and Stanley Park.
Yeah.
And we biked around there.
Oh, we did it.
With Derek.
That was a good time.
Oh, Derek.
So hungover.
Oil Derek.
That was years ago. We had Hanley, we had Vitor, we had Sam. What a trip that was.
I was about 5 weeks sober at the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I was, what?
No, that's it.
I was a week before my first Conan. That was the biggest deal of my life.
We went to the titty bar. I still think that bit is good.
I brought the bit back. It's killing.
I told you.
You were right.
I told you. That's a good bit.
Well, I had to tweet. I think I'm a little better of a writer now, and I think I picked it up.
Yes, that's a good bit.
It's killing.
That's one of those bits. I'm like, if you're not doing that, give it to me. I can do that. I can make
sure.
That work. That's a funny bit.
I made it work. I'm doing it now. I think I got 4 or 5 lines. You're hitting.
Boy, comedy's fun. When you get it really rolling and going. I was at QED last night, Tony Deo's show.
That's
we
a good
love
room.
Deo, past
Great
guest.
Deo.
Deo. It was me. How about this show? Tony Deo and Trey Gallion, Sarah Talamash, Dan Shackey, myself, combined, we had over 90 years in comedy. Isn't that crazy?
Wait a minute. How Shaggy's been doing it 40 years?
Four of us have been 17 years in.
17?
And Shaggy's like 14.
What?
That was like a 100-year show.
Wow.
And Moody McCarthy was in the audience, and we could have had 125.
Jesus. Shaggy's 17 or 14?
Something like that.
You're 17?
17.
Wow.
100.
Wow. Well, you're legally allowed to be fucked in New Jersey.
Legally blonde.
Yes.
But I can't pump my own gas.
Right.
In New Jersey.
Or vote.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Or fight. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, well. Yeah,
get rid of all the ages. Who cares? Let a 10-year-old go to war and let an 8-year-old buy porn. Come on.
I know. It's
what are
all
we doing?
Very silly. We should all be smoking cigarettes at 1.
But anyways, great show, and I did some new. It was fun. Sarah was great, and there was a 6:30 show. We were done at 8 p.m.
Ooh,
how about
you,
that?
You love an early night.
Oh, my God. Well, if you can do comedy, be done at 8, forget about it.
Yeah, it's a good time.
That's my whole dream, is to get so big that I can just do 3 p.m. shows, like Cosby, but not rape.
Right, right. At least let them be awake.
Nor do I want to have children on stage, where I'm just like, you hear what he said?
Oh, dude, I saw Cosby in 2014, I want to say, maybe 13, maybe 12, before the rape stuff came out, and he went on stage, he did a bunch of shit with his grandkids, and it killed, and I hated it, and then he did like a 50-minute show, and I fell asleep.
Oh, wow.
I got drugged.
Did he fuck you?
I think.
He fucked you on the ticket price.
Oh, it was not cheap.
Hefty. All right, I'm going to start my plugs here. My hair plugs.
Yeah, I think the hair looks good.
Oh, no, it looks terrific. That's the one thing I got going is some good hair, but it's a big forehead.
Ah, yeah. Well, at least you got the hair to hang down a little bit, cover the head.
Yeah, I got a haircut yesterday. Russian Jews.
Yeah.
Is every barber and dentist in New York a Russian Jew?
There's a lot of that.
What percentage do you think?
It's got to be 98.
I was going to say 70, but maybe it's 98.
Yeah, oh, there's some Hungarians in there, and Greeks cut some hair.
Oh, no, okay. I'm in Astoria and they're Russian Jews. That's the home of the Greeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Greeks are the hairiest people on the planet, so it's kind of hypocritical.
And they invented anal, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Wow, the Edison of the asshole.
Yeah, Stavros. Hey, folks, I'm going to be up at the old B-A-N-A-N-A-S, Bananas, Hasbrook Heights, or Hasbro. I don't know how you say
Brooke.
It. Hasbrook. December 1st and 2nd, Greg Stone was going to be on the show, but he's got some business in L.A. we'll have to talk about.
Oh, I got a boner to pick.
This guy could be boner big. Hasbrook Heights, December 1st and 2nd, Governors, the next week, December 9th. And then Zanies in Rosemont. Folks, I'm not always great at updating my website, so anything I say on here, trust me. This is more trustworthy than my website.
This is gospel.
People tweet and go, hey, it's not on the website. Were you just kidding? I'm like, no, this is me.
Yeah.
The website's a whole ordeal. I'm going to put it in the site, though.
People like a site because it's right there. This is an hour and gone.
This is a here. That's a site. A sound?
Huh?
Well, sight as in visual.
Oh, I see.
And this is audible, yes. Audio.
Yeah, your sight's blind.
I can't tell what's going on anymore. But anyways, I'll be out there. Zanies, Rosemont, December 13th through the 16th.
Good room.
Vermont Comedy Club, December 21st through the 23rd.
Good room.
Grand Rapids, Dr. Grins, the 28th through New Year's Eve.
Good room.
Come on out, baby.
Woo-wee. What are you going to do on the 5th of January?
Laugh it up, Poughkeepsie. For God's sakes, we got a hot poster. Just sell the thing out because let's go. I mean, come on. Come out. Both of us are there.
Co-headlining. Unfortunately, Scopo's there, but that's going to be a hot gig.
And then one of the best clubs in the country, Madison, Wisconsin, the week after that, January 11th through the 13th. Sarah will be there. And then the week after that, Denver with Ari, you and me again.
Yeah!
Comedy Works, storytelling show, the renamed storytelling show, January 17th through the 20th. We're coming to Denver. We're going to be up your asshole. Probably see old poopy pants there.
And, yeah, that's right.
That'll be fun. Hopefully she does a better diet nowadays.
Yeah, keep those undies on.
Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show, January 17th through the 20th. And then the weekend after that, I'm opening for Ari at Foxwoods Wilbur Theater.
Woo!
Providence. I committed before I realized this Netflix thing. It's embarrassing.
Wait, what?
Well, I mean,
now you're
I don't
opener.
Need this fucking son of a bitch anymore.
Yeah, that'll be a fun weekend.
Ah, I'm joking. He's paying me very handsomely.
Yeah, he's a good Jew.
And then last thing, the weekend after that, Stress Factory, February 1st through the 3rd. A lot of dates, a lot of places to see me, folks.
Nice. You're all over the road. Ari, by the way, he'll pay you well if you're opening, but not if you make a bet with him.
Oh boy.
I'm at this weekend, San Francisco Punchline, one of my favorite clubs, favorite cities, the whole nine. Come out, we'll go gay.
You broke Joey Avery's heart.
I tried. Talk to the club owner, Ave. Then I'm in Providence Comedy Connection. Let's sell that puppy out. That's a fun room. And is that New England?
Yeah, that's New England.
That's New England. I love New England. So
yeah.
Come on out. Old New England.
You got to go to a titty bar up there.
I will.
Go to fucking Cheetah's. Remember we went there together back in 2010.
Fastest hand job ever. So then Albany, Funny Bone after that. Then we're at the old Mohegan Sun for New Year's. Please come out to that. I don't want to deal with those
folks.
Talked about that. Then we're at Denver with Ari. Then Goodnight's Comedy Club. I've gotten more tweets about this club than any other tweet. So hopefully the Tuesdays are in full form.
Alive
there.
And well.
Yes. Dr. Grins, I'm coming to clean up your mess.
That hurts my feelings.
Then Helium Buffalo, folks. Love that club. Helium Philadelphia. That's one of my top fives right there. Love the city. Love the club. Comedy Zone in Charlotte. Come on, trannies. And then we're doing a Laughing Skull in Atlanta. So I'm all over the anal, too. Bloomington Comedy Attic. Come on out. Tell your mom you're gay, praise Allah, yell at Chipotle, tweet at us, check the websites, hit the Facebook, hit the Patreon. A lot of kooky stuff coming up on that page.
Yep.
T-shirts are still for sale. Oh, let's do the T-shirt thing.
What T-shirt thing?
I'm thinking we want to design a new T-shirt just get the blood pumping back in the merch pump.
New shirt, baby.
So design a shirt, a fun logo, something we can put on a shirt. The winner will get a shout out, maybe a tweet favorite, but you'll get a shirt made.
Yeah, get a shirt. Maybe dry sock after a wet sock. The phones are lighting up.
Right.
The gay ones don't sell so hot. People feel a little weird walking around with a shirt that says I'm gay.
Yeah, cup of jizz, anal, whatever you want to say, fatty. There's all kinds of ideas. Lunch, maybe lunch something.
Get a shirt, sell a shirt, design a shirt, send them our way, and we'll get a hot shout out, baby.
Yes, and no residuals.
Oh,
so.
Shelby has something to say.
Send them to the email address.
Tuesdays with stories at Gmail.
Yes.
That's Tuesdays with stories at Gmail. Send us some nice emails, and then don't write mean things to us. That gets annoying.
And always rate and review. I don't know if I haven't reviewed or rated anything since the 80s, but throw us a boner, and we'll all go gay.
Yeah, so be a ratist.
Yes, not a rapist, a ratist.
All right, take care of each other.